with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Last show of the season, Barbecue Bob. We are wrapping up 22, going to put a bow on it and move on to the upcoming year. Man, there's been a lot of junk that happened this year, and we've made it through another year.
Absolutely. My daughter, Emily, made some, I call them cherry bomb peppers. You used to make pepinos or... used to make
the little red ones.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
She's got a jar. She loves Trader Joe's. But hers were called Juanita Picante. And they taste just like the ones. I think it's the same pepper.
Yeah.
But she stuffed them with goat cheese,
yep,
put them inside a pastry, and then when they came out of the oven, put some reduced 18-year Old World Olive Company balsamic on them.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, were they good.
Right. Those little red peppers are, and they're about almost the size of a golf ball. The big ones are.
Yeah.
Most of them are smaller
than
that.
They're kind of sweet, kind of hot.
Right, yep.
Kinda
got a little tart to them because they're pickled. They come in an oil.
Kind of like my wife.
Right, yep. But anyway.
She's not listening. I don't know why I'm sucking up.
Right. I had an appetizer that was super easy, but it was super good over the holiday season. It was goat cheese, a little roll of it, right?
Yep.
And then there was honey on it. And a fig, like jam, and then they crushed up pistachios and sprinkled that over the top. That it kind of stuck to the honey and the mm-hmm. jam, and then they had a little cracker that you just take a slice of that and put it on a cracker, and it was simple. Not always do you have to work your tail off to put on a great appetizer, right? And
right.
that one was just four ingredients.
Yeah,
never had it before. But the sweetness of the honey and the tartness of the fig,
yeah,
and then that goat cheese usually has a little tang to it as well, and it was just in the crunchiness of the pistachio.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Goat cheese does have a nice sour to it.
Yeah,
you might try. My wife got me a hot pepper fig jam.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, is that good? I don't know where she got it, but if you can find pepper, it's called hot fig jelly or something like that, but it's basically a fig jam with peppers in it, and it's
yep.
just the right amount of heat that it's addicting. A little cream cheese or
yeah.
goat cheese, and that on a Triscuit. Whoo!
Yeah.
So I wanted to mention a good, if you're going to a party tonight and you don't know what to bring, this is a guaranteed home run. My daughter brought it up from Florida, Maggie, when she was going to college down there. She worked at a really nice Mexican restaurant, and they taught her how to make a perfect guac. And there's a few things you need to do. One thing, make sure your avocados are ripe enough and not overripe. But the other thing is you mince up some jalapeno, and you mince up some a nice ripe, not overly ripe or mushy, but a tomato, which a lot of people don't put in theirs, and then red onion and white pepper. And if people like cilantro, use cilantro. If they don't, you can just use the lime, because you also have to use lime juice, so you hollow out a few limes. And this combination, my mouth's watering just thinking about it. If it's too dull, you put a little more jalapeno and a little more lime in it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This people will lick the bowl when you get done with this, because there's lots of guac out there, and I'm going to say half of it is boring.
Yeah.
They're missing it. Oh, there also takes fresh garlic.
Yeah. Sounds good.
It is wonderful. You've had it before.
Yeah, it is. And when they make it fresh like that, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Right. It's not been sitting in the fridge for 5 days. This is something you make it and eat it.
And if you have to take it to a party, save one of the avocado seeds and put it in the center of it. That'll keep it from getting brown
in the pit,
miraculously.
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, I had a buddy that did real well out on the big lake this year, and brought me a few jars of smoked salmon. And he just canned it after he smoked it just for preservatives so they didn't have to keep it.
That's interesting.
Right, and you could just put it on the shelf then. So I popped one of those open, and I made a salmon dip, right, out of it. And
what did he can it with? Any juice at all?
Nope. It was dry.
Oh.
It was dry in there. But the cans were sealed, and, you know, they pop when you open them up.
Kind of smoky. Kind of fishy.
Yeah, right. But that smoked salmon dip, is I made it, and I made this early on in the month, maybe like the 18th, 19th. We were going to a party, and I wanted to bring it where he was going
to
be.
And you were going to bring it to our Christmas party.
Right. Yeah. And it didn't happen. So it, you know, it holds pretty well.
Somebody else got my salmon dip.
Well, no,
what
I still
saying.
Got some of it. But let me tell you what I did when the family came over is that I put some of it out, but I also used some of it, and I did two things with it. One, I made jalapeno poppers, and I made them boat style. I cut them in half lengthways, took the fibers and the seeds out, and then I laid that in there, a little bit of it in that jalapeno, and then I wrapped it with the thin bacon.
Interesting.
And smoked it.
No cream cheese?
The dip has cream cheese. Cheese, sour cream.
You put the dip in it, not just the...
Right.
Oh.
Yep.
How'd that turn out?
Oh, they were fantastic. They were fantastic, and it was just, you know, I had so much of it. Because, again, I was going to bring it to a couple parties, and with the weather, neither of the parties happened. So
you did it with a canoe.
Right.
If you will.
Right. Rather than cutting the top off and trying to stuff it.
Which is tough.
Lengthwise.
Yep.
Yep.
So how did you, grill the top of it first?
No, I put it in a smoker.
Oh.
I put it in a smoker and let the bacon smoke down.
Okay.
And it seals it. Right? And there wasn't enough of the dip in it where it pour over.
Do you partially cook your bacon before you do that?
No, because I put the jalapeno, and then I put the salmon dip in it. Then I wrapped it in bacon and set them on the smoker.
Offset
didn't
plate.
Didn't turn them or anything. I did it on a pellet grill, actually, and only did it at like 250 on the pellet grill.
About an hour?
Yeah, and then let that bacon get down. When the bacon was, everything else was edible when I put it in there except the raw bacon. So as soon as the bacon was done, you knew they were done. And they were fantastic. I mean, because the jalapenos got a little bite, that cream cheese, sour cream, smoked salmon, capers, lemon, that was what the dip was made out of, and garlic I had in there too, and
interesting.
Then wrap it in the bacon, and man, they were a great little treat. People were like, "Holy cow, what is that in there?"
Wow. You
know? So yeah.
That's cool.
Yep, it was a lot of fun.
Well,
so that was,
you know, Brad from Garrett's made some wonderful salmon dip for us that time, and that's basically the same recipe you use.
Yep.
But that is so nice when you have a nice clean salmon, not a strong punky one,
right?
But just a nice mild. And what's the key to getting your salmon mild like that?
Well, you want them fresh. You know, don't get them out of the river after they've been in there for weeks already. These were out of the big lake, and they're you know, cleaned as soon as they get to shore, and then he you know, took it home and smoked it. And
nice.
So once you've got smoked salmon, I mean, it's not going anywhere. And with him canning it like he did, then it holds for a long time.
Hmm.
It's much better than freezing it.
Interesting.
It's much better than freezing it.
I'm going to try that. Yeah. But you have to actually catch salmon to do it.
Well, you have to go fishing for salmon too, right?
Yeah. I have not. All this year was, I had a pole in my hand a couple times. And,
right.
You know, I absolutely
not touching it.
No, don't. No, don't touch it.
He only did a couple times, apparently.
Well, I got rooked up at the Rogue River. I lost my salmon skills.
Oh yeah. Well, it's easy to do.
Yeah.
Even if you have them, you lose fish and almost have.
Yeah.
Coming up next, hey, it's going to be the New Year's here, and it's on us, and you might want to have a really good glass of wine over the New Year's. So we've got our friend Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to join us in the next segment. And he's a master at pairing wine with food. So if you want to do something special on New Year's Eve, which is tonight, you still got a little time to put it together, and Brian's going to help us. So you list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.